This is Enduro YO Centro Skywarn. The National Weather Service has put us in a tornado watch area until 5 p.m. tonight. That watch area will include Alamance, Chatham, Cumberland, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Polk, Johnston, Lee, Moore, Nash, Orange, Pearson, Richmond, Sampson, Scotland, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson. That is a tornado watch until 5 p.m. tonight. We will still have storms going through the area until 12:45 for Alamance, Chatham, and Randolph County, and until 1 o'clock for Durham, Granville, Orange, and Pearson County. These are just regular storms. Just remember, a watch means that conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. The National Weather Service is looking for the following reports of severe weather. This would include hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs of trees and their approximate diameter. And building and roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for severe weather and should it develop and will increase activity as needed with criteria verification. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We are operating on the WB4TQD repeater of 14688. Should this repeater go offline, our first backup will be the K4ITL repeater 147105 with a tone of 82.5 Hz. That repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. Our second will be the K4ITL repeater of 147135 with a tone of 82.5 Hz. That repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Our other backup will be the Carolina 440 UHF link systems. Those frequencies may be found at www.carolina440.net. This is N0YAL for Central Carolina. Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
N0YAO, NC4VA.
Okay, NC4VA, N0YAO.
Hey, Jim. Let me give you a break for a little bit. You've been at it a long time, and I appreciate your service, and I'll go ahead and take over as net control. But I'm sure we'll probably need you a little bit later on. NC4VA.
Okay, just give me a call. NC4VA, this is N0YO, turning over Skywarn over to NC4VA. Take over Virginia and just give me a call. N0YO.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim. And at this time, we have no active severe thunderstorm warnings within our area, so I'm going to bring down the tone. However, we still remain under a watch. There's a watch in effect, tornado watch in effect for all of the Central Carolina sky-warned counties. And that watch is in effect until 5 p.m. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Pearson, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties until 5 o'clock.
Skywarn clear.
And again, Skywarn Central Carolina Skywarn remains activated for the tornado watch in effect for all of Central Carolina Skywarn's coverage area until 5 p.m. NC4VA standing by for spotter reports.
Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:37 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Granville and northern Vance County until 2:30 p.m. At 1:36 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from Carr Lake to Berea, or along a line extending from 8 miles southeast of Virgilina to 11 miles west of Oxford, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Carr Lake, Oxford, Stovall, Tungsten, Bullocksville, and Carr Lake. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you see or hear a tornado. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And, of course, any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, and those should be live limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor the frequency for reports of severe weather, will increase activity as needed, will be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net, and the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Spotters are encouraged to safety size 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And, of course, any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, and those should be live limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor the frequency for reports of severe weather, will increase activity as needed, will be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net, and the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We don't anticipate any problems on this repeater, but should the repeater go offline, our backup will be the K4 ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 hertz. At 1:40 p.m., the National Weather Service also issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Franklin County, northwestern Halifax County, and eastern Warren County until 2:45 p.m. At 1:36 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Lewisburg, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Centerville, Arcola, Airlie, and Littleton. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. And a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn counties until 5 p.m. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:30 p.m. for northern Vance and northern Granville counties. At 1:44 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Carr Lake to Berea, or along a line extending from 10 miles east of Virgilina to 7 miles west of Oxford, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 458 miles per hour hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Oxford, Stovall, Tungsten, Bullocksville, and Carr Lake. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room or a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. Skywarn is in standby mode. This is a non-directed net through repeaters free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:45 p.m. for eastern Warren, northwestern Halifax, and northeastern Franklin counties. At 1:49 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located 6 miles east of Lewisburg, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Hazards in this warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Centerville, Arcola, Macon, Airlie, Littleton, and Lake Gaston. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room or of a safe shelter if you hear or see thunder. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less of the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, frontal clouds, or tornadoes. Any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and they should be live trees, and any building or roof damage. We're in standby mode. This is a non-direct net. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning for northern Vance and northeastern Granville counties. At 1:57 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Tungsten to Stovall, or along a line extending from 15 miles east of Virgilina to 8 miles north of Oxford, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Bullocksville and Carr Lake. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. Skywarn is monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode. This means this is a non-directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some longer breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:45 p.m. for Warren, northwestern Halifax, and northeastern Franklin counties. At 2:02 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Littleton to Centerville, or along a line extending from 10 miles east of Warrington to 13 miles northeast of Lewisburg, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Lake Gaston, Arcola, and Airlie. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see thunder. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. That means this is a non-directed net that repeaters free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for Skywarn traffic as we're monitoring this frequency for Skywarn spotter reports. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Warren, northwestern Halifax, and northeastern Franklin counties is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, such as damaging winds in Warren, northwestern Halifax, and northeastern Franklin counties, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. And at this time, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for northern Vance and northeastern Granville counties until 2:30 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Granville County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area. The warning is no longer in effect. Again, the severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Granville County is canceled. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:30 p.m. for northern Vance County. At 2:20 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Tungsten, or 14 miles north of Henderson, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Hazards in this warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Bullocksville and Carr Lake. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. A tornado watch remains in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 5 p.m. That coverage area includes the following counties: Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means your repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. We will be monitoring this frequency for spotter reports of severe weather. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
NC4VA, NC4CW.
NC4CW, NC4VA.
I just thought I'd pop in here, Virginia. It's Dave up on Carr Lake and tell you I appreciate you keeping us posted on these storms. They seem to be on the right side of me and the left side of me, but I hadn't had any trouble with them yet.
Well, hey, I'm glad to know that you're out there, and I'm glad to hear you haven't had any trouble with them. That's good news. Hopefully any severe winds has occurred away from you, and appreciate you listening. NC4VA.
Yeah, I noticed on that last report they were saying Bullocksville and Carr Lake, but based on the way that storm is, I bet they mean Bullock instead of Bullocksville. But Virginia, everybody can't be from Vance County.
Okay, I hear that. And you think it should? I can let them know that they put Bullocksville instead of Bullocks. I don't have the map up right in front of me, so yeah, good to know. And yay for the Vance County folks.
Yeah, Bullock's right over by Stovall. Anyway, and it might be Bullocksville, but that's a little further east. Anyway, thanks again, NC4CW, and I'll be monitoring.
You bet. Take care. NC4VA. This is NC4VA Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:30 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for northern Vance County expired at 2:30 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, such as damaging winds, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. At this time, there are no other severe thunderstorm warnings within the Central Carolina Skywarn area. We'll leave the tones up for a few minutes. However, a tornado watch remains in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 5 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:37 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for Central Granville County until 3:15 p.m. At 2:33 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 5 miles southwest of Berea or 12 miles west of Oxford, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Berea, Oxford, and Stovall. This includes Interstate 85 between exits 202 and 206. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. Again, that is a tornado warning for Central Granville County until 3:15 p.m. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls in an hour's time or less than the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. That includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. We're going to move from a non-directed net to a directed net. We'll be in active mode. That means all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
Skywarn, KE4ENC.
KE4ENZ, NC4VA.
Virginia, I'm located on the south side of Oxford, just off Knox Grove Road. At present, light rain, no wind, thunder off to the west.
Okay, thank you very much. Stay safe, and I'm sure you're aware there's a tornado warning in effect for Granville County. Doppler indicated tornado 5 miles southwest of Berea, 12 miles west of Oxford, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour, and that was at 2:37. So stay safe and let me know if you see anything or any damage. Appreciate your report, NC4VA.
Roger that, Virginia. Now, with any kind of luck, it'll pass to my northwest, but as I said, I can hear thunder off to that direction.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, NC4VA. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:44 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. a tornado warning remains in effect until 3:15 p.m. for central Granville County. At 2:42 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located near Berea, or 8 miles west of Oxford, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Hazards in this warning include a tornado and other damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of this storm include Stovall. This includes Interstate 85 between exits 202 and 206. Heavy rainfall may hide this tornado, making it difficult to see. Do not wait to see or hear the tornado. Take cover now. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, we're in active mode. This is a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. KJ4BPV, NC4VA.
NC4VA, KJ4BPV.
Scott, I'm going to turn Central Carolina Skywarn Net Control over to you for about 5 minutes. NC4VA.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:51 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wake, Western Johnston, and Harnett counties, effective until 3:45 p.m. this afternoon. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wake, Western Johnston, and Harnett counties until 3:45 p.m. this afternoon. At 2:48 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated severe thunderstorms along a line extending from Cary to Seminole, or along a line extending from Cary to 8 miles northwest of Lillington, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Lillington, New Hope, Garner, Knightdale, Coates, Coates Crossroads, Irwin, Wendell, and Clayton. This also includes Interstate 40 between exits 285 and 328, US 1 between exits 89 and 101. And remember, large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Straight line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:52 p.m., National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. A tornado warning remains in effect until 3:15 p.m. for northern Granville County. At 2:49 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located near Berea, or near Oxford, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include a tornado. Other damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are possible. Locations in the path of the storm include Stovall. Once again, a tornado warning remains in effect until 3:15 p.m. this afternoon for northern Granville County. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:58 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The tornado warning for northern Granville County has been canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning is no longer in effect.
Once again, the tornado warning for northern Granville County has been canceled. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KJ4BPV, NC4VA.
NC4VA, KJ4BPV.
Okay, Scott, I'm back up and running. We had a temporary power outage, I'm sure, to the severe thunderstorm in Wake County. And I can assume that control responsibilities again. Thanks for serving. And check your raw chat. NC4VA.
Okay, we'll do that. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, turning net control responsibilities over to NC4VA. KJ4BPV, clear.
And this is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning was canceled for Granville County at 2:58 p.m. Again, that tornado warning for Granville County was canceled. So we're going to move back to a standby net, which means standby mode, which means this is a non-directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask though that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any skywarn traffic. NC4VA standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:05 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for Harnett, Western Johnson, and Southern Wake County. At 3:02 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Raleigh to Duncan, or along a line extending from Raleigh to 9 miles north of Lillington, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Hazards of the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Coates, Anger, Benson, Fuquay, Verena, Lake Wheeler, Croats, Crossroads, Garner, Windale, Knightdale, New Hope, Flowers, and Clayton. This includes Interstate 40 between exits 285 and 328, Interstate 540 between exits 20 and 26, and Interstate 440 between exits 1 and 16. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, severe winds will blow down trees and power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. This storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will flood low-lying areas such as ditches, underpasses, and other areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds. Funnel clouds or tornadoes and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and these should be live trees, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn's monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. The National Weather Service also has issued a flood advisory. National Weather Service has issued an urban and small stream flood advisory for Wake County until 5:30 p.m. At 3:02 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms with heavy rainfall over Wake County. Doppler radar estimated as much as 1 inch of rain has fallen over portions of Wake County. Runoff from this heavy rainfall will cause minor flooding to occur, especially along small streams and low-lying areas and in areas of poor drainage. Some locations that will experience minor flooding include Cary, Raleigh, Fuquay, Varina, and Garner. An additional 1 to 2 inches of rainfall are still possible, resulting in additional flooding. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. KK4BVR, NC4VA.
Yes, ma'am, I have a report for you. Rainfall. Starting time of measurement, 2:55. To present, 1.04 inches, my QTH.
Okay, and is that good on QRZ if I look up your home location there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate your report very much, Wade. NC4VA.
KK4BVR monitoring.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:16 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for Harnett, Western Johnston, and Southern Wake counties. At 3:12 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from 9 miles north of New Hope to Fuquay, Varina, or along a line extending from 11 miles northeast of Raleigh to 14 miles northeast of Lillington, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Coates Crossroads, Garner, New Hope, Clayton, Wendell, Flowers, and Knightdale. This includes Interstate 40 between exits 287 and 328, Interstate 440 between exits 1 and 16, and Highway 264 between exits 419 and 429. This storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will flood low-lying areas such as ditches, underpasses, and under areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 3:45 p.m. for Harnett, Western Johnston, and Southern Wake counties. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means this is a non-directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
NC4VA and 0YL.
N0YO, NC4VA.
Okay, measured rainfall per hour rate at my location, Buffalo and 540, from 318 to 319 is 3.89 inches.
Okay, Jim, have you got a total accumulation as opposed to a rainfall? Do you have a within an hour's time or less?
Yeah, within an hour's time. 0.76 inches.
Got it. Thank you very much, NC4VA. NC4VA Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:19 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Cumberland County, south central Johnston County, east central Harnett County, and northwestern Sampson County until 4 p.m. And Johnston, Harnett, and Sampson are under the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. And that warning is in effect until 4 p.m. At 3:16 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Vander, or 9 miles east of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Wade, Falcon, Godwin, Spivey's Corner, and Newton Grove. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning, so be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net, and the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
Okay, 4 Oregon,
Bill can copy you, but you've got a loud hum on your signal, which makes it a little bit difficult to understand. NC4VA.
Okay, Virginia. That's fine.
Okay, Bill, the hum distorts your audio, your voice so much that you can't make out your words. Real sorry, you'll need to figure out what that is before you transmit again. NC4VA.
NC4VA, here is KF4RN. Is this any better?
I can make you out a bit better, but you've still got that loud hum. NC4VA.
Okay. That's affirmative. I got you on that. Yeah, it's only on 2 meters. I got you on that with that loud hum. And that has been reported, and I'm waiting for somebody, one of the maintenance guys, to come over and take a look at it. NC4VA, you have a good afternoon. This is KF4RE, and I'll be monitoring.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:24 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for northeastern Cumberland County, south central Johnston County, and northwestern Sampson County until 4 p.m. Again, that is a tornado warning for northeastern Cumberland County, south central Johnston County, and northwestern Sampson County until 4 p.m. At 3:22 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado over Wade, or 12 miles east of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Damaging straight-line winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are also likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Falcon, Godwin, Spivey's Corner, and Newton Grove. Take cover now. Move to an interior room of the lowest floor of a sturdy building and avoid windows. If in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. We're going to be in active mode, meaning this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. We'll be monitoring this frequency for spotter reports. And we encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
NC4VA, KJ4BPV.
KJ4BPV, NC4VA.
Ready to assume net control responsibilities.
Okay, thank you very much, NC4VA.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:27 p.m., National Weather Service MRL issued this special weather statement. A strong thunderstorm will move across Warren and Halifax counties through 4 p.m. this afternoon. At 3:27 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm 6 miles south of Macon, or about 6 miles southeast of Warrenton, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Some locations affected by this storm include Littleton and Rosemary. Hazards include gusty winds from 35 to 45 miles per hour, heavy rainfall, and minor flooding. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. As a reminder, a tornado warning has been issued for northeastern Cumberland, south central Johnston, and northwestern Sampson counties effective until 4 p.m. At 3:22 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a tornado over Wade, or 12 miles east of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour, damaging straight-line winds in excess of 58 miles per hour, also likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Falcon, Godwin, Spivey's Corner, and Newton Grove. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Sturdy building, avoid windows. If in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area. Protect yourself from flying debris. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:30 p.m., National Weather Service MRL issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for eastern Harnett, western Johnston, and southeastern Wake counties. At 3:27 p.m., a line of severe thunderstorms was reported. These storms were located along a line extending from 15 miles north of Knightdale to Garner, or along a line extending from 10 miles southwest of Lewisburg to 11 miles south of Raleigh, moving southeast at 30 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Clayton, Wendell, and Flowers. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 70 and 81. Also includes Highway 264 between exits 419 and 429. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. In addition, straight-line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. As a reminder, Skywarn is in the active mode. This is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:38 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for southeastern Franklin, east central Wake, and Nash counties. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Franklin, east central Wake, and Nash counties effective until 4:15 p.m. this afternoon. At 3:37 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a tornado over Wendell, over 17 miles east of Raleigh, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Damaging straight-line winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Pilot, Bunn, Spring Hope, and Castalia. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. If caught in a vehicle, as a last resort, either park your vehicle and stay put, leaving your seatbelt on, or abandon your vehicle and lie down in a low-lying area. Protect yourself from flying debris. Motorists should not take shelter under highway overpasses. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:40 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Harnett, western Johnston, and southeastern Wake counties will be allowed to expire at 3:45 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, and the warning will be allowed to expire. Once again, the severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Harnett, western Johnston, and southeastern Wake counties will be allowed to expire at 3:45 p.m. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. As a reminder, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning effective until 4 p.m. for northeastern Cumberland, south central Johnston, and northwestern Sampson counties effective until 4 p.m. this afternoon. At 3:22 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a tornado over Wade or 12 miles east of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Damaging straight-line winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Falcon, Godwin, Spivey's Corner, and Newton Grove. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. As a reminder, a tornado warning remains in effect for southeastern Franklin, east central Wake, and Nash counties effective until 4:15 p.m. this afternoon. At 3:37 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a tornado over Wendell or 17 miles east of Raleigh, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Damaging straight-line winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Pilot, Bunn, Spring Hope, and Castalia. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KJ4BPV, KF4OCF for a clarification, please.
Go ahead, station calling Skywarn.
You mentioned twice now tornado spotted over north of Wendell. Yeah, is that a severe thunderstorm?
Tornado warning for east central Wake County. Radar indicated a tornado over Wendell or 17 miles east of Raleigh.
Okay, roger. Thanks for the clarification. KF4CF.
KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:47 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The tornado warning for East Central Wake County has been canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning is no longer in effect. Once again, the tornado warning for East Central Wake County has been canceled. A tornado warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for Nash and southeastern Franklin counties. At 3:45 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located near Pilot, or 15 miles south of Lewisburg, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Radar trends are weakening, and warnings could be canceled within a few minutes if the current trends continue. Hazards in the warning include a tornado, other damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Bunn, Spring Hope, Nashville, and Castalia. Take cover now, move to an indoor interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building, avoid windows. If in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. This is KJ4BPB with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:47 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The tornado warning for northwestern Sampson and south central Johnston counties has been canceled. Once again, the tornado warning for northwestern Sampson and south central Johnston counties has been canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:49 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for east central Harnett and northeastern Cumberland counties has been canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning is no longer in effect. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:49 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4 p.m. for northwestern Sampson and south central Johnston counties. At 3:45 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. The storm was located near Spivey's Corner, 20 miles northwest of Clinton, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations of the path of the storm include Hopton and Newton Grove. This includes Interstate 40 between exits 334 and 343. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room or a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado.
KJ4BPV, NC4VA.
NC4VA, KJ4BPV.
Scott, I'm set up and ready to take over as net control. Can you brief me real quick what warnings are in effect?
We have a tornado warning for Franklin, Nash, and standby. Franklin and Nash. Severe thunderstorm standby. Also have severe thunderstorm warning for Johnston and Sampson.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll go ahead and take over at this time. Appreciate your service. This is NC4VA, and before I go ahead with the next announcement, I'll give you a chance to sign, Scott. Okay, NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:52 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The tornado warning for Nash and southeastern Franklin counties is canceled. Again, that tornado warning for Nash and southeastern Franklin counties is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has weakened, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including any damage, the National Weather Service is definitely interested in your report. A severe thunderstorm warning remains, the severe thunderstorm warning for Johnston counties, northwestern Sampson and south central Johnston counties expires at 4 p.m. Storm which prompted that warning has weakened, and so the warning will be allowed to expire at 4 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service issued a special weather statement at 3:56 p.m. Strong thunderstorms will move across Nash, Warren, Halifax, Franklin, and Edgecombe counties through 5 p.m. At 3:56 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Lake Gaston to Spring Hope, or along a line extending from 15 miles northeast of Warrington to 9 miles west of Nashville, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Airlie, Sharpsburg, Rocky Mount, Kingsboro, Roanoke Rapids, and Leggett. Hazards include gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, heavy rainfall, and minor flooding. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 127 and 173. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. This storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will cause minor flooding of low-lying areas, including ditches, creeks, roadways, and areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. Motorists should also reduce driving speeds to avoid hydroplaning. Severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Sampson County and south central Johnston counties will expire at 4 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has weakened, and the warning will be allowed to expire. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At this time, there are no active severe thunderstorm warnings or tornado warnings within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. So I'm going to bring down the tones. However, Skywarn will still remain activated. There is a tornado watch in effect until 5 p.m. for the entire Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area.
Skywarn clear.
Again, Skywarn remains activated. there is still a tornado watch in effect for the entire Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. for Wake County. At 4:13 p.m., Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms with heavy rain over Wake County. Local law enforcement reported Atlantic Avenue and 440 is flooded and closed off by police. Water 1 foot deep was reported at Six Forks and Wake Forest Road. Locations threatened by flooding include, but are not limited to, RDU International Airport, Wake Forest, and Raleigh. Never drive your vehicle into areas with water covers the road. As little as 6 inches of water can cause you to lose control of your vehicle. 2 feet of rushing water can carry away most vehicles, including sport utility vehicles and pickup trucks. Turn around, don't drown. At this time, we have no active severe thunderstorm warnings or tornado warnings within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. However, a tornado watch remains in effect until 5 p.m. for the entire Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather or damage reports. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has canceled tornado watch number 641 for the following counties that lie within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area: Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wayne counties. Again, the tornado watch has been canceled for those counties. The tornado watch, however, has been extended until 6 p.m. for Edgecombe, Halifax, Nash, and Wilson counties. Again, the tornado watch has been extended for Edgecombe, Halifax, Nash, and Wilson counties until 6 p.m. And the remaining Central Carolina Skywarn counties, the tornado watch is canceled. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.